Come on, thou fatal messenger from her that's gone, lest I alone within that quenchless flame forever fry. The lake of love being kindled wherein none can take rest but wake, where slumber hath no power to close the eye. Whilst I, that by my fair Cordelia desire to take a sleep, with lids widespread upon my bed am forced a watch to keep. And she that waited many tedious hours, my constancy to try, is now at rest while I oppressed fain would but cannot die. Dispatch, thou scorching fury, quickly now dispatch, by death I watch, to be released from this tormenting flame. The dart sent from dread Cupid sticks fast in my heart. I, wanting art, had not the power for to resist the same. Though she, who by her late acknowledgement professed thou hadst no craft, yet from thy bow thou madst her know what power lay in the shaft. But then thou sent'st another arrow, which me of hopes bereft, most like a foe to wound me so for whom no cure is left. Wherefore did you physicians give my mistress o'er, had you no more experience but what you in books have read? Or why, you learned doctors, did you cease to try your skills when I might have revived her if she'd not been dead? And yet, suppose that I in person had presence been to view her, is there such grace in any face to work so great a cure? But now I'm come too late to kiss her, which were it not in vain, after her death I'd spend my breath to fetch her back again. Unto the fair Elysium thither will I go, whereas I know she is amongst these sacred ones preferred. When I shall be admitted for to come so nigh, pardon I'll cry for my long absence wherein I have erred. And since by her I was esteemed so much on earth being here, hence for her sake no rest I'll take till I have found her there. No more, but only I desire to hear my passing bell, that virgins may lament the day of Gerard's last farewell.